Hello, welcome to Spirit, Arts, and Herbs, and Blessed Be. I'm Kim, ordained State of Ohio licensed minister, second degree witch priestess of Cabot Kent Hermetic Order of Salem, Massachusetts, elder Tribe of the Crow Clan Boscedenham of Australia and Cornwall, England, degreed in social work, herbalist, and a decades-long student of Northern European witchcraft, West African Vodun and Obi, and comparative spirituality and religions. For more information about Spirit Arts and Herbs located in Northeast Ohio, find links to our website, podcasts, videos, and social media in the description. This is a basic introduction to the Roman holiday Saturnalia. Saturnalia is a significant historical holiday and practice of ancient Roman tradition. And to understand ourselves, our evolution, and modern day practices and beliefs, it is so very important to understand history. So tonight, let's have a look at this ancient holiday. Saturnalia is an ancient Roman holiday in honor of the god Saturn, celebrated from December 17th to 23rd. Saturn is the Roman god of agriculture, wealth, time, generation, and liberation. He is often depicted as a ruler of a mythical golden age of peace and abundance, associated with farming tools like the sickle. He taught people farming, symbolizing an age of abundance. His association with the slow-moving planet links him to time, renewal, and the cyclical nature of life, death, and rebirth. The temple of Saturn housed the Roman treasury, and its festival involved temporary overturning of the social order, symbolizing liberation. Saturn was the son of Calus, the sky, and Terra, the earth. He was the husband of Ops, a Roman goddess of wealth, abundance, earth, harvest, and fertility. Father of Jupiter, Neptune, Pluto, Juno, Ceres, and Vesta. Our day, Saturday, is named for him. He is known as the father of the gods. So, let's talk about some of Saturn's shenanigans. As we always see in Greco-Roman mythology, there's a bunch of goofy shit that accompanies being a god. In Greek mythology, the equivalent of the Roman Saturn god was Cronus. As the story goes, Cronus castrated his dad, Uranus, with a sickle, and threw his severed genitals into the sea in order to overthrow him and become the ruler of the cosmos. The actual historical mythology is wild and so much darker than what you see in the movies. So much like how original fairy tales are nothing at all like the stories that we tell our kids today, the real history of the Fae is a whole different ballgame that we'll visit another day. So, chopping off his dad's genitals and throwing them into the sea made Saturn, Cronus, the new ruler. But Saturn's dad, Uranus, didn't actually die. He just lost his power. And the blood and sea foam that arose from his castrated dad's genitals in the sea resulted in separating Uranus, the sky god, from Gaia, the earth goddess. Uranus's genital blood and sea foam also, we can see a little bit of an association here, also spawned the births of Aphrodite, the Furies, and the Giants. And again, we'll get into more detail about them on another day. So, as for Saturn's children, well, this father of the gods feared a prophecy that they would overthrow him. So, of course, he swallowed them whole. I mean, what else could he do, right? He ate Neptune, Pluto, Juno, Ceres, and Vesta. But Saturn's wife, Rhea, saved Jupiter from this fate by tricking Saturn into swallowing a stone wrapped in swaddling clothes instead of the baby, after he had already eaten their five older children. She then hid the baby Jupiter, also known as Zeus, in Crete, where he was secretly raised until he grew up to force Saturn to regurgitate his siblings. Now, this led to the Titanomachy, which was the epic 10-year war in Greek mythology for control of the cosmos between the elder generation of gods, the Titans, who were led by Cronus, Saturn, along with Uranus and Gaia's five other sons, Oceanus, Coeus, Crius, Hyperion, and Iapetus, and their six daughters, Theia, Rhea, Themis, Mnemosyne, Phoebe, and Tethys. And the younger Olympian gods, led by Jupiter, Zeus, son of Saturn, Cronus, along with Hera, Poseidon, Demeter, Athena, Apollo, Artemis, Ares, Aphrodite, Hephaestus, Hermes, and Dionysus, also known as Hestia. Hades is not generally considered one of the Olympians because he lived beneath the earth, not on Mount Olympus. So Jupiter also had help from some allies, the Cyclops, who forged his lightning bolts, the lightning bolts of Zeus, and the Hecatoncheires, the hundred-handed giants. The decade-long fierce battle ended with victory by the Olympians, who were again led by Saturn's son Jupiter. The imprisonment of the Titans in Tartarus, which is the abyss beneath the realm of Hades, and Jupiter becoming the king of the gods, dividing realms with Poseidon as the ruler of the seas and Hades as the ruler of the underworld. This marked the transition from rule of the Titans, called the Golden Age, to the age of the Olympian gods. So now let's talk a little bit about the correspondences between Saturnalia and the Christian Christmas. The actual date of Jesus's birth is unknown. There's a correspondence between Cyril of Jerusalem and Pope Julius I, who lived between 337 and 352 AD. Quoted by John of Nicaea of the 9th century, the 800s AD, given as a source for claim that in the 4th century AD, the 300s, Pope Julius I formalized that the birth of Christ should be celebrated on December 25th. Again, it wasn't until the 300s AD that the Pope decided that Jesus' birthday would be December 25th. This is around the same time as the Saturnalia celebration. And part of the reason why he chose this date was because he was trying to create a Christian alternative to Saturnalia. Another reason for this decision was because in the year 274 AD, the Roman Emperor Aurelian declared December 25th as the birthday of Sol Invictus, which is Latin for unconquered sun, spelled S-U-N, and refers to the Roman sun god. And Julius I thought he could attract more converts to Christianity by allowing them to continue to celebrate on the same day. But he was also influenced by the idea that Jesus died on the anniversary of his own conception. So we see here again that modern holidays are widely influenced by religious politics, but in reality are based upon ancient pagan spiritual practices. So because Jesus died during Passover, and in the 3rd century AD, the 200s, Passover was actually celebrated on March 25th. He assumed that Jesus' birthday must have come 9 months later, on December 25th. Although, according to his death on Passover at the time, which was around March 25th, this would indicate that his birth would have been on March 25th. As a result, modern Christians continue to celebrate traditional Saturnalia customs in association with Christmas and the surrounding holidays. So, a little context about the celebration of Saturn. The mythical Golden Age was led by the god Saturn, Cronus, and was a utopian paradise humans lived along with the Titans. People lived without sorrow or suffering, labor or toil, grief, old age. People remained youthful and untroubled in an eternal spring with perpetually mild, soft breezes and blooming flowers, and in constant peace and harmony, before eventually dying peacefully just by falling asleep and becoming benevolent guardian spirits called the Daimonae, who watched over humanity. It was a carefree existence when gods and humans mingled, with abundant food that grew spontaneously without farming, rivers flowing with milk and nectar, and flocks that tended to themselves. There was no war, no weapons, and no need for laws or punishments. When celebrating Saturnalia, the key focus is role reversal. Saturnalia is a time to pay respects, to feed, uplift, and celebrate the people in your life that provide service to you, to elevate them while humbling yourself, showing your appreciation, sacrificing your own blessings through gift giving and giving thanks. those who serve you are treated to a banquet, usually of the kind that you would enjoy, dining side by side, and they're treated as equals without any threat of punishment for open expression or free speech. Traditionally, a temporary king would be appointed that would give silly commands, the Saturnalicious Princeps, and everyone would indulge in feasts, abundance, gift-giving, games, and festivities. So, if you're a business owner, this should be a time to humble yourself. Really get to know your staff and see them as people. And truly listen to and hear how they honestly feel about their working conditions without any repercussions. During this time of year, not necessarily as a celebration of Saturnalia, but just because it feels like the right time for me. I've always baked cookies, pies, cheesecakes, and other treats, and have driven around town giving them out to cashiers and baggers at the grocery store, leaving treats in the mailbox for the post person, giving little practical gifts to my business assistants, and so on. And I ask my business assistants to please openly tell me, without judgment or repercussion, anything and everything they may be concerned about so that we can talk about it and work it out. Not that this isn't something that you should always do, but this is a nice time to actually go out of your way and make a point of doing that. And when you do that, it is important to dress in casual clothing so that there's really no distinction of status, and so everyone feels comfortable. Historically, also, no declaration of war could be made on Saturnalia. Bathing was traditionally early prior to the event, and remember, it is always a good idea to bathe prior to any ritual. When hosting a feast, a pig was traditionally sacrificed and served, but today's traditions are just involve serving pork, along with lots of other indulgent and savory foods. And this, my friends, is why we have the tradition of eating ham on Christmas. Gifts were exchanged that were usually gag gifts, candles, practical gifts, books, food, personal care items, clothing, survival tools, pets, toys for children, and other useful, whimsical things. The Saturnalia feast and decor. To celebrate Saturnalia, decorate an outdoor evergreen, which symbolizes eternal life, rebirth, and renewal. Evergreens have power over death. Decorate the tree with popcorn and berries so visiting birds can feed from it. Hand make evergreen wreaths of yew, holly, pine, and ivy. Decorate your altar or table with the colors red, green, gold, white, and silver, and with bells, holly, mistletoe, lights, reindeer, stag, rubies, and emeralds. Bells drive away demons that appear during the darkest time of the year. Holly captures evil spirits before they can enter the home. Mistletoe encourages fertility, hence the tradition of kissing underneath it. Anoint red, green, and white candles. Place your emeralds and rubies around them. Then light them. Light your incense. And celebrate by candlelight, an eternal flame within the home, symbolizing light and warmth to chase away evil spirits and lure back the returning sun. Have a feast of dried fruits, roasted meats, pig, apple, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, peppermint, nuts, chestnuts, and red cabbage. Brew pots of warm herbal tea. Another fun decoration is to dry slices of orange and decorate with those. Exchange gifts. Ring in each morning with bells after everyone in the home has awakened in order to chase away dark days. Oh boy. Saturnalia was indeed also a sexy holiday associated with indulgence and sexual liberation. It was a carnival-like atmosphere where typical social constraints, including those regarding intimacy and social hierarchy, were abandoned. This so-called Saturnalia license allowed a significant degree of debauchery and free expression. Strict Roman social norms vanished during the festival, and the abandonment of rigid social structures allowed for unshackled intimacy, both opposite sex and same sex. The festival involved excessive drinking, feasting, merrymaking, and scrapping of inhibitions. Men and women were known to cross-dress, adding to an atmosphere of playfulness. So, why in the world would the Olympians want to end the Golden Age? So, the Olympians, particularly Jupiter, Zeus, didn't necessarily want to end the Golden Age and subsequent ages of man to be cruel. But because humanity had become corrupt, disrespectful, and self-destructive, failing to morally evolve. The Olympian gods wanted to step back and force mortals to learn responsibility and face hardships like seasons and hard work, hunger, and shelter. The Olympians' victory over the Titans led to a new, far less benevolent era with this attempted force of evolution. But in the Silver Age that followed, humanity grew more selfish, lacked respect for others and the gods, and remained childish. The Olympians became disgusted with humanity's behavior and fighting and lack of piety, which grew worse as they became more numerous and less dependent on the divine. Sound familiar? Which eventually led to Jupiter, Zeus destroying them. We'll dive deeper into the mythology of Jupiter, Zeus, and the ages that followed at a later date. So, thank you for joining me on this mystical and magical journey exploring the holiday of Saturnalia. Don't forget to like this episode and follow us by clicking the buttons below. Find our website with articles, workshops, events, and shopping at https://spiritartsandherbsherbs.com. On our website, you can find and buy hundreds high-quality herbs, crystals and gemstones, intention and ritual candles, incenses, and more. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter X, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Find our podcasts on Patreon, Castos, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Amazon Podcast, and iHeartRadio. Links are in the below description. So until next time, merry meet, merry part, and merry we meet again. Blessed be.